Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Justin Termini joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is a comforting voice, and people have heard him a time or two on NBA Today on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Termini Radio. Justin, how the hell are you?
Well, I'm not sure you should be crediting Kenny Atkinson. I mean, did you credit J.J. Redick? Because he started 4-4, and it seems like, you know, everybody, when he started 3-0, is going nuts about how he's the favorite to win Coach of the Year. He's the next Pat Riley and Phil Jackson and Red Auerbach. So, I mean, I would tone it down a little bit on the 9-0 start for Kenny Atkinson.
Well, someone needs to send Justin the clip of me during about last night, where it seemingly someone said I emptied the clip on J.J. Redick during about last night.
I want to know how, Justin, this is so typical of you, East Coast, West Coast. I mean, one of these days, the elections have got to convince you guys to start paying attention to the Midwest. I mean, how you refocus this conversation at J.J. Redick we've got a 9-0 team. Come on, keep it focused, Termini.
I mean, do you not understand in the Midwest? Do you not understand sarcasm? I was taking a little bit of a shot at the places where I'm from, the coast.
See, another condescending platitude from the elites from the West Coast and East Coast. All right, Justin, 9-0. We are having a frank discussion about whether or not it's coach or the players. And I said the players got to be given some credit here, because clearly Darius Garland has taken his game to another level. He took a lot of the stuff pretty personally, the rumored trade stuff last year that was out there. You've got Jared Allen as consistent as can be, Mobley continually adding to his game, and Donovan kind of allowing it all to percolate. And we're having a kind of the only problem we're having is, who do we give the credit to, Atkinson or the players?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a combination of both. And I look at Donovan Mitchell, and you said the perfect thing when you described him, allowing it to take place. I think it's the fewest shots that he's taken in several years, if not since his rookie year. He's allowing these guys to shine. He's getting them involved. And that's something that I've been critical with Donovan Mitchell in the past on, is not allowing some of these other guys to shine. And I would say, like, he's at the top. But then after that, you know, who is even the next guy? Is it Garland? Is it Jared Allen? Because fantastic. Is it Evan Mobley? I mean, you've got a case where you've got four guys, and maybe Boston's the only team. Like OKC, you can say there's three guys. Boston, you can say there's four, maybe sometimes five. And that's if Porzingis is healthy, where you can make an argument they're all stars. I think you can do that with Cleveland with four guys, and I wouldn't even know the order behind Donovan Mitchell.
Justin Termini with us on the hotline. So, boil it down. Like, their record is 9-0. I did have the crack staff on it. Strength of schedule. It's one of the easiest so far in the league. 22-49, the teams they've played. So how much do you take that into consideration when you're power ranking all the best teams in the league, and certainly the teams in Eastern Conference?
Yeah, I mean, 9-0 is still 9-0, and you see other teams that are dropping games to teams that they should be beating. So, I mean, you give them credit for that. Nine wins isn't easy, and they still got some. I mean, last night, wasn't a great win, but you also had some, you know, they beat the Knicks, right, on the road. They beat the Lakers, who at the time were relatively hot. They beat the Bucks twice, who were supposed to be good. So, I mean, you give them credit for that. And also, I don't think that it's a fluke, because at the beginning of the season, I had them as the second-best team in the Eastern Conference, so it's not like it's something that I didn't see, you know, people didn't see coming. I know there were some other people that were very high on them as well. So it's not a shock. Like, this is what they kind of should be doing. And also, they should have a fast start. They don't have the continuity with the coach, but they have the continuity with the players. And I think that's something that helps out significantly.
Justin Termini joining us on the show. Can we talk finals?
With the Cavaliers being involved? Or you want to look back at, like,
no, with the main Red Claws being involved. Yes, with the Cavaliers being involved. Can we talk finals?
So I always felt like I was high on them in the regular season, and I thought maybe once we get to the postseason, maybe not as much. But you start out 9-0, and I don't see why you shouldn't talk about it. If you can't talk about it now, when are you going to be able to? So, yeah, I guess you can talk about the finals.
That sounds like just taking advantage of timing to take advantage of timing here. I'm talking about whether or not that this is a team that could approach and or beat Boston, or is that just too early?
Boston's not the healthiest team. I've had reservations about Boston dating back to last year for a couple of different reasons. One is the health of Porzingis. Two is the fact that you got Tatum, Drew Holiday, who's 34, and Derek White playing in the Olympics, which I don't think should be taking place with any of these guys. And then they go to Abu Dhabi to start the year after a long run last season. So I could certainly see Boston fatiguing, come April, May, and June. Now, do I think Boston's more talented than them? Yeah, I think Boston's the better team if everybody's healthy and clicking. I would favor Boston in the series. But in regards to looking at the other teams, all right, we've already seen Philadelphia sort of drop out of the mix here. Embiid will be back, but if they're going to be a 6th or a 7th seed, which I think they will be, and have to face like Boston in the first round, they could lose. Plus, you're not going to have any continuity with them. They got to get reps together. Milwaukee's a disaster. New York's going to have some issues defensively, I think, with Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns. So you can start like knocking off some of the other teams already that you thought were going to be threats, and certainly talk about Cleveland as a team that, you know, possibly could make the finals if you think they only have to get by one team, and that would be Boston.
Now, Justin Termini with us on the hotline. The Cavs have certainly been a really good, especially when healthy, regular season team. And in fact, last year, even when they weren't healthy, they had a 17-1 stretch. So I do think there is some conversation out there that the Cavs have been and will continue to be a good regular season team. How good does it need to be in the regular season to convince people that, yes, they can do it in the playoffs? Because as we saw last year, I mean, they almost got knocked off by the upstart Orlando Magic. And they did lose 2 years ago to the New York Knicks, which was a surprising, downing experience.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's nothing they can do to convince people, right?
So it just really is the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, because people are always going to, first of all, like for several years, like Harden would dominate in the regular season, he'd win an MVP, and people still said, they're not going to do anything in the postseason, right? So that's a regular season team. So that's one reason. And then the second reason, people are always going to look at the names. And, you know, as good as the Cavaliers are, I think it's like it's a group thing, right? It's not, oh, they have Embiid, oh, they have Giannis, oh, they have Luka. It's going to have to be proven in the postseason. I don't think any record that you throw up there is going to convince people.
I was listening to the show before you yesterday. Antonio Daniels, who, if I'm not mistaken, is on the television broadcast with the New Orleans Pelicans. Yes, with the Pelicans, was saying that he was going to be paying special attention.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
To Evan Mobley, how close of attention have you been able to pay to Evan Mobley? It's early in the season. And if you have, is he taking that step towards being that quote-unquote unicorn that we've been waiting for?
I think he has. I picked him at the start of the year to be, so I was high on the Cavs. I picked him to be my two seed. I actually threw down, I'm very cheap, but you can gamble here in Boston where I'm living. So I threw $50 down on the Cavaliers. I only did that with one other team, the under on the Spurs. That's how confident I was in Cleveland to do well. And I can't bet on the awards because I have a vote. But my prediction on the air was Evan Mobley is the most improved player. And right now I love what Kenny Atkinson, that's where I'll give Atkinson credit, is the one area I was down on J.B. Bickerstaff, even though he changed the culture there, was I didn't think they involved him more enough in the offense. I think they're doing that this year from what I've seen. And obviously we know what he is defensively. So, yeah, I think he is kind of taking that next step, and I'll credit Kenny Atkinson a lot for that.
All right, looking around the NBA, Justin, LeBron had 39 points, and he's 39 years old. And I kind of looked at Ken earlier in the show, and I'm like, do we just not care anymore? He's so good that it gets boring talking about him at his age, and we've done it for the last 5 years, that it's still happening and that he could maybe even do it next year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see when it's going to end. Which is annoying as a guy that's not necessarily rooting for him. I mean, what I would say is I want to see it within a good offense. Like if you go, and I did a big thing on this last year. If you look at his offenses in L.A., they've all stunk. They're brutal offenses.
Yeah, but does it even matter? Like they're not going to win the championship. So can't we just marvel at him doing this at age 39? Do you really care if it works in the confines of an offense of a team that's probably going to be fighting for a 9 seed?
I mean, if that's what they tell us the goal is, then I have to hold them accountable to what the goal is, right? And they're telling us they're going to compete for a championship. Like, that's what they want to do. So, I mean, if you're looking at it through that prism, but no, I mean, listen, what he's doing is unprecedented. He's arguably the greatest player of all time, and he's certainly the best player at this age of all time.
Are they actually going to move Giannis in Milwaukee?
He's going to have to demand it, right? Just like if you had a star in Cleveland, a place that it's not easy to get one, the star of the, you know, the magnitude of
not easy to get one. I feel like we have four right now.
Yeah, we have a bunch.
Jeez, we have too many.
They're falling out of our pockets.
We have too many, Justin.
We already went over this. You have, you know, four very good players. Donovan Mitchell, who's, you know, a future Hall of Famer.
Who you once said that Rudy Gobert was better.
Rudy Gobert has had a massive impact on his team over the years as well, and I thought Rudy Gobert was more important to what Utah was doing than Donovan Mitchell. That doesn't mean that I think Rudy Gobert right now is better than Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, so you just moved the goalposts on yourself. All right, that's fine.
No, I mean, things change each year. The impact that Donovan Mitchell was having this year in Cleveland is different than the impact that he was having in Houston.
Well, Kobe was playing the long game on that one. I mean, good God, which player would you rather have for the longer term, Rudy Gobert or Donovan Mitchell? I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell.
Well, I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell. I agree with you. Going back to what we were talking about before you interrupted me with your own stupid side.
Well, it wasn't stupid. I was just pointing out your own stupidity. Sometimes it takes stupidity to point out stupidity. Go ahead, Justin.
Listen, I'm not even feeling well, and I get up early to do this spot with you for free, sans of charge, and you're trying to make me look like an
idiot. I've offered you coffee many times.
To the four people that are listening. But, you've got... when you have a guy like Giannis, they haven't had one since Kareem, right? You don't get a star like that. You guys had one of them. You had LeBron, that's it. You don't just trade the guy. So he's got to demand a trade.
So why are all these rumors coming out? Is he trying to put feelers out there
then? The NBA media doesn't want to talk about the games. They want to talk about the other stupid stuff. They want to talk about a guy demanding a trade. They want to put him in Miami or L.A. so they can talk about the huge market. They want to talk about, you know, Embiid punching somebody out. They want to talk about Kyrie saying something stupid or Harden, you know, doing something dumb. You don't want to talk about the game. This is an easy way not to talk about the games.
Oddly, I was going to ask you about Joel Embiid and the shoving incident.
Well, I'm happy that they suspended him because if they set a precedent that you could, you know, basically maul reporters, then I'd have about 50 players going at me right now.
How many players have actually tried to physically assault you?
Not enough.
Nobody has tried to physically assault me.
Threatened?
Well, I mean, there's been people that have sent messages they don't like what I'm saying, and I say, what are you going to do about it? And they do nothing, so...
I challenged them. You remember there was actually real Xavier P in Twinsburg was going to did a back and forth with Justin, and I was like, oh,
we can set it up.
That's a former Marine.
Yeah, we can set it up if you want, Justin.
Well, listen, I freely admit that I'm all talk. I couldn't do anything physically. I'm a massive coward.
Justin Termini.
Justin, before you go, give us one other maybe surprising or interesting story around the NBA right now. I mean, Golden State is sitting there. We're taking them on. They're a shell of themselves in terms of the roster, but they've only got one loss, and we've got a big showdown on Friday. What else around the NBA is interesting to you right now?
Well, I mean, you just gave me one in Golden State. I saw them play in person last night. I'm stunned because I didn't even have him in my top 10 in the Western Conference if they were healthy. Then they lose Steph for three games. They win all three of those games. They go into Boston last night. Granted, there's no Porzingis and there's no Jaylen Brown, but still, they beat them rather soundly, and their defense looks amazing. Like, they were all over Tatum last night. The fact he was able to put up 30 points was amazing. So you got that one. I mean, they have another good 2 weeks, and they guarantee themselves almost of a top 10 seed. That's how, you know, a 7-1, 10-1, something start like that. And you'll see them, I think, in a couple of days, because I think they have Cleveland in the next game or two. So you'll get a look at them. And then the other one is they won last night in Denver. But I always reference a quote that David Griffin gave when he was there in Cleveland, and he was the GM for LeBron, right? He said, like, we're basically in charge of the legacy of Babe Ruth. We owe him to make sure that we give him an opportunity to win every single year, right? So that was his philosophy when you guys had LeBron in Cleveland. They have not followed that philosophy in Denver. What they're doing surrounding Jokic is a travesty and an embarrassment to him. And unfortunately, they're cheaping out, which makes, you know, you guys have Dan Gilbert up there. Dan Gilbert has put the money in, so you got to appreciate that. To me, he's one of the better owners of the sport because he did that. They're not doing that in Denver, and that's preventing Jokic from winning more championships when he's clearly the best player in the league right now.
Justin, thank you for the time. All the best.
Yeah.
Justin Termini, SiriusXM NBA Radio, NBA Twitter. Follow him on Twitter on NBA Radio on SiriusXM, and follow him on Twitter at Termini Radio.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.